Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the only one. And check out my website, please, smallbusinessadvocate.com, whether you like to read or listen or watch, whatever you like, however you like to get your information, we have it right there in any form, all the multimedia forms there, and we appreciate you hanging out there. If you use our website to your little heart's advantage. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Alexis Ohanian. Alexis, am I saying your last name correctly?
Yeah. There's an Armenian somewhere who's listening who's going, Ohanian.
Ohanian.
But that's how I say it. So.
Well, good. Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. The new book that Alexis has written, by the way, folks, Alexis is a co-founder of Reddit.com. And a wildly popular social media site. And his new book is called, Without Their Permission, Without Their Permission, How the 21st Century Will Be Made, Not Managed. And I'm going to ask you about that in a second. Alexis, tell us where the book's available, please.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Obviously, a local retailer, and I, you know, through some good... some amazing support from a country full of amazing people. I hit number 4 on the Wall Street Journal's best seller.
Congratulations.
So I am indebted to all the folks. Hopefully a few of them are listening who have already got the book.
Absolutely.
I just want to get these ideas out in the world.
Now,
so
you're on a 3 to 5 month tour here?
Yeah, 5 months. Oh, yes, until the March 1st.
Wow. And you're going across the country, especially 75 universities. You're on your way to Vanderbilt right now. You spray the word. So when you talk about the 21st century being made, not managed, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, what this means is, you know, taking a look at the Forbes richest people list of the 20th century, had a lot of MBAs, a lot of business folks, and it's my belief that the 21st century is going to have a lot more makers and doers and builders on that list. And we've already seen, you know, the Facebook crew. They're the youngest bunch of billionaires on that list,
right.
And there are going to be many more to come. And what excites me about it is the very nature of the Internet. You know, without their permission is about how we don't need anyone's permission to go start. We could start an Etsy store right now and be selling our jewelry to the world. We can we could start Reddit from a little apartment and one day have more traffic than the New York Times.
Right.
That's all very possible on a much more reasonable budget and in a much shorter period of time than was ever possible. And That's this idea that we can't really control it. It's not going to be controlled from the top down. It's going to be organic. It's going to be people from the bottom up with great ideas.
And see, this is why Alexis, I've been telling for years now, for actually almost 16 years, I've been telling small business owners, this is your century. The world is coming back to you on Main Street. What do you think?
Totally agree. And, you know, the principles that make you successful as a small business owner are the same principles that make you successful on the Internet. And I have to tell this to people all the damn time because we, you know, when we started Reddit, social media was not a phrase, right? We were part of creating social media.
05, not many people were saying social media, were they?
No one was because Facebook was still in colleges. There was no Twitter, no Pinterest, none of those other things. And so, you know, we were part of building this industry, and when you see it from the very start, you very quickly realize that what most people get wrong is they forget that the whole thing is just still humans interacting with humans, and people forget that once they go online, they stop acting like human beings. They stop acting like they would if you walked into their store, and they start acting like basically lame marketers and spammers. And so if you just remember, any online interaction you have is just like in real life. It's just like someone walking into your store.
Right.
You got to treat your customers right.
Their emotions, the way they feel about how they want things, what they want to learn, the experience they have with you is very much like face-to-face, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's so great, though, is what word of mouth has always powered the success of any business.
Right.
You know, that's why it's a cliche. That's why it's the most powerful form of advertising.
Right.
All that's changed is the water coolers or the dinner tables where those conversations used to happen are now much bigger.
Right.
And those honest conversations people used to have around the water cooler, they're having on Twitter, they're having on Facebook, they're having on Reddit, and they scale much further. They go much further and much faster. So, you know,
in my new book, I say that user-generated content, UGC, is word of mouth on steroids.
And
word of mouth, the classic definition of word of mouth is if I like you, I'll tell someone. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 somebodies. And UGC, when you convert that to to internet language, it's I tell a million. If I don't like you, I tell 10 million. Right?
Dude, right on, man.
Yeah. So, okay, one last thing. Face-to-face, I say face-to-face is the original social media. As you're talking to these young people about all the great ways they can make the 21st century, tell them not to forsake face-to-face.
Oh, you can't. You absolutely cannot, because at some point, and trust me, I get a lot of stuff done through email. I get a lot of stuff done through social media, but there will never be a technology that replaces the value and the experience and the worth of being face to face with someone.
It's the original social media. The book is called Without Their Permission by Alexis Ohanian. You got a website, Alexis?
Yeah, if you go to withoutthepermission.com, you can see all the updates from the tour as well as all 150 tour stops.
All right, withoutthepermission.com. Check it out. Thanks, Alexis. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.